Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org. Hello and welcome to the Date My Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Walter, and this is season one, episode one of my very first, very own podcast. I'm so excited. We did it, you guys. We're here. If you're brand new to hearing my, you know, very calming, very soothing voice on a podcast, welcome. Welcome. I'm glad you're here. We have so many fun things to get into. I'm very excited to tell you guys sort of what you can expect from this season and the show. But first things first, I want to address who I think are a majority of the people tuning in right now, who I'm very grateful for. And those are my loves. Those are my friends who know me from the last podcast I was on. And I want to, you know, take this moment to address you guys because I seemingly disappeared off that last podcast. And I made so many great connections. And when I was off of that podcast so suddenly, you guys were so supportive and so kind in reaching out to me. And, you know, I miss you guys. And with those connections I made, I think at the very least, you deserve what I can give you as an explanation for why I was suddenly gone. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, feel free to fast forward the next couple minutes, and then I will get into what the show is all about and why I'm so excited for it. First thing I'll say is no, I was not at all expecting to leave. That wasn't the plan. If I'm going to be honest, I thought I'd be at that last job forever. I was like ready to be a lifer. Maybe not in the role I was in, but I'll say within the company I was in. I invested everything I had professionally in that last job and a lot personally. I was investing in a future that I thought we were all on the same page about. So what, you know, to make a long story short for now, or as short as I can make it. Basically what happened is I said how I felt about the way some things were being handled. And the response I got to that was, in my opinion, not good. The responses I got, it wasn't, honestly, I was taken aback. I was heartbroken at those responses. So I sort of found myself in a position where I felt like I had no other option than to choose to leave. And what I'll say, and this goes for any relationship, right? A professional relationship, a personal relationship, romantic, family. I think sometimes we invest all of ourselves into a relationship and we give it our all. And at the end of the day, maybe we don't get in return what we feel we deserve. And what we feel we deserve can be as small as you don't have my back. And it can be confusing for people who are like me and frustrating because it's like all these times I've made you feel safe and I've had your back and I, in these moments where I should feel the same, I don't. And it's tough. And that, like I said, in many relationships that happens. And I think just overall, in general, you can invest a lot in a relationship, and at the end of the day, it's just not enough. And sometimes that's just the answer. Like, it's just not enough. So sometimes we have to, you know, make the decision. We can choose to stay on a path in life, in this relationship, with this person, with these people who maybe it's not going the way we hope, but we're like, you know what? Let's see where it takes us. And that's okay. And that's your choice because that's your life. Other people may choose to take a step back and say, nothing here is going to change no matter how hard I try, or nothing here is going to veer this way or get on this path or whatever. No matter how hard I try, it's not going to. And nothing's going to feel better for me or change for me unless I change it myself. A lot of times that deciding to make that change yourself in certain relationships means leaving. And that sucks. It sucks in the moment, especially in a relationship you've put so much of yourself into. So much love and care and time and effort and all of it. But that's life. And I'm a firm believer that if you're making decisions based on goodness and purpose and future and the betterment of yourself and others and the world, and you could say all of the good things, if you're making decisions based on that, you can only be rewarded in the end. And you may be rewarded immediately or further down the road. So that's all I'm going to say on that for now. What I will end that with is I am so grateful for everything I experienced, for all the opportunities in my last job, for all of the beautiful moments, the loving moments. That doesn't go away. That's not all nothing because of how it ended. And I'm so grateful for that. And I worked hard to be in a lot of those positions. And I won't take that away from myself because I am a hard worker and I will always be a hard worker. That is very important to me. But I'm very grateful for all of that. So moving on, if you are, like I said, if you had no idea what I just talked about, I hope you were able to fast forward through, because now we are talking about the Date My Podcast. Why on earth am I doing a dating podcast, you guys? Well, I will tell you. This is an idea I've had for a while now, but I started vocalizing it a couple years ago, and it has evolved since my life has evolved. Full disclosure, I'll tell you right now. Okay, this is actually the last thing I'll say about my last job. The episode you're about to see and hear, we actually recorded before I left my previous job. And of course, I had no plans of leaving. I did not know that was happening. So we recorded it, I think, exactly 3 weeks before I left. So there was like a whole trajectory for this show, the Date My Podcast, that I had to give up, really. But that's okay. Because look, we're here. We do what we got to do, one foot in front of the other. And we don't roll over and give up, you guys. We figure it out. And here we are. We did it. So why? Why am I doing a dating podcast? I love dating. I love everything about people meeting and meet cutes and the human connection. And like, I've always loved, and crushes. Like, I've always loved that ever since I was young. Ever since I was allowed to start dating, which I want to say 14, but I was going on movie dates when I was like 12 and stuff. But because of that, because I love so much, I always found myself in long-term relationships. So I didn't really get to experience a ton of dating growing up, because from the time I was like 14 up until last year when I was engaged, last year I broke off my engagement to my boyfriend of 7 years. So up until last year, I was long-term relationship to long-term relationship. So there was very little dating in my life. And because of that, I would insert myself into my friends and my family, their dating lives. And I would, whether or not it was matchmaking them or hooking up two friends or ghost texting for them, it evolved all the way to sliding in the Facebook chat and writing messages for them or telling them what to write on Instagram DM, all the way to recently where I help all of my friends on their dating apps. I just love everything about dating. But what I've noticed is the past few years, and I don't know if it's because of the rise of the dating apps and the social media, and that's causing more anxiety. I think there's a lot of positives and negatives to both, but I've noticed that dating is seemingly more stressful nowadays for a lot of my friends and family, anxiety inducing, and I hate that because dating should be fun. Of course, there's little stressors about it and, you know, little negatives, but overall, connecting with people's fun, having these moments you'll never get again, these first moments that you might be on a first date. This might be the moment you are meeting your life partner. This might be the moment you're meeting, at the very least, a really fun date or a memorable date or a story. Like, how many stories do we all have of dates and first dates? I could go on and on. I just love the concept of dating. I love it all. And with the show, I not only want to bring the fun back to dating, but I also want to do what I love doing, and that is helping people I love in my life find their perfect match. So with that being said, the Date My Podcast, each season will be broken up into 10 episodes where I bring one dater on for all 10 episodes and I try and find them their perfect match. I find potential matches through a million different ways, whether or not it's through the dating apps or in person or a friend of a friend. And anyone who I think would be a great match for the dater, I bring them in. We have first dates in the studio, which you guys will see. They're so fun. I sort of pry and ask, I'll be asking them questions, and I'm basically just hopefully going to find some really fun connections. So with all that being said, I rambled. Thanks for your patience. We're gonna get into the show, you guys. And I am going to introduce season one dater. Okay, I don't know why I'm so nervous for this, or maybe I'm excited. I don't know, maybe it's both. Okay, season one dater. This is someone who is quite literally one of my most favorite people on this planet. There was a lot of time and care and conversation that went into having this person as the season one dater, because this person was definitely not the plan. When I was thinking about the show and designing the show, this would have been the last person who I ever casted as the season one dater. But again, as my life evolved and as lives around me evolved, and I was helping this person date, I was helping this person set up their app, and I was helping them, matchmaking them. And the more we discussed it, the more I realized not only was he very excited to come on the show, but also, in my opinion, needs my help desperately. So yeah, I'm very excited for this season one dater. And without further ado, season one of the Date My Podcast is going to be Date My Ex-Fiancé, Kyle Lampe. Hello, Kyle.
Hi, Jessica.
Welcome.
Thank you.
To the Date My Podcast. Please introduce yourself. Who are you? What do you do? And how do you know me?
My name is Kyle Christian Lampe. I am a soul in a meat suit on a rock shooting through infinite space that is ever expanding, if you want to get metaphysical. But if in this human life, I am a professional fitness coach. I am also an entrepreneur. And I am a lover of life.
Are you?
I love life. Life's sick. Okay. Which if whoever is going to end up being my wife through this show will also get to experience that with me.
We're coming in so hot.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's what we're doing here.
Okay. How do you know me?
So I've known you for the past 8 years when you used to be my fiance. And before that, you were my girlfriend. And before that, you were a stranger that I met one fateful night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is an interesting experience. I am going to be trying to help you find your potential wife, love of your life. Mm-hmm. So I want to know how you feel about this experience and then what you're looking for.
How I feel about this experience. Initially, when you brought this idea to me, I thought you were insane and that you were just trying to capitalize on our pain for money.
Dragger.
Well, and then the more I thought about it, I thought it'd be a really good opportunity for people to see that you can be really close to someone. And just because their role changes in your life doesn't mean that they have to be out of your life. And I think that'll be cool for people to see. So that's why I want to do this experiment. And then thirdly, nobody knows me like you do. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to find me someone I want to be with, I feel like you understand me at such a deep level, you're going to see that in the next person that's in my life. Like, oh, this person's really going to work for Kyle because of this, this, and this.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I started helping you with, you started setting up dating apps. How long after we separated?
Probably like 2-3 hours.
Kyle.
No, I'm just kidding. No. It was months. It was months after.
Really?
Yeah.
Months.
Yeah. Was just 2-3 hours better for you?
No, really? I thought it was like weeks.
Okay. Well, that's offensive.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay,
no.
Okay.
No, it was a couple months. Yeah.
Okay. You set up a dating profile. It was, in my opinion, respectfully, quite horrendous.
Uh-oh.
So we used like he used a LinkedIn type headshot. Right?
Can I ask you a question?
What?
Why do people use headshots?
For like professional and professional purposes.
Right. But they also, a headshot shows them really well and shows the kind of personality they would be.
I don't think that's true.
Well, whatever. That shot, yes, you did.
He changed. I had him change the photo. It was a very like more relaxed photo and it was nice. Anyway, I was helping him with his dating apps and then we talk about your dates. And then I was like, you know what? I've got, like I said, you know, timing's everything. I got this idea. And I think, what do you think about it? So here we are.
Here we are.
I think truly that in this experience, my goal is to help you find someone that you could marry and have kids with. I really want to find your perfect match. How do you feel about that?
I think that's great. And what if the 8 years that we've known each other is the reason why you exist in my life is like, you're like the final boss. Like I went through it all. It was like relationship boot camp. I learned how to communicate effectively and argue effectively and what it's like to be an adult in a relationship and make adult decisions. And now what if your purpose is to like pass that torch?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I love that outlook. Because what if my whole purpose in your life besides that is like, what if I do end up finding you your wife?
Yeah. And you know what else is great? If you find me my wife and she's annoying, I can blame you.
So true.
Be like, oh my God, Jessica, why did you do this?
And also I would hope we could be friends. We'll talk about that later on down the road. But okay, let's talk about dating.
Okay.
Have you been actively dating? We know you've been using the apps. We know have you been hitting up chicks in, I don't know, the lingo? Have you been like looking at girls and walking up confidently and like asking them out?
I would say active is a one way to say it. Okay. I treated this dating thing like I treat everything else in my life with like a plan. I'm executing it this way. I've got like a set amount of rules that I'm going to put every girl through. It's been insane. I have been on so many dates. They've all been good. Listen, I've met a lot of really cool people. Everyone's very kind. It's just very apparent to me that they're just not for me in the first date. So basically, I've met a lot of women for the first time, and we've had some good conversation, but that's as far as it's gone, really.
Okay. We're going to circle back to putting women through a set of rules.
Oops.
Canceled. Okay. So so it's safe to say a lot of these dates you say first time have been through the dating app.
Oh, they've all been through the dating.
Not a single in person. Kyle works at a gym where there are absolutely stunning women. And I always thought, it's a gym in West Hollywood and part-time. And I always thought if we ever are not together, like, I mean, you've got the cream of the crop are at that gym.
The cream of the crop are at that gym, but what options do I have? I work there.
Yeah.
So I'm, true. You know. What am I going to go up to a woman who's doing a hip thrust and take her headphones off her head and say, excuse me, ma'am, when you're finished with your set, I would like to ask you out on a date. That's terrifying.
And then
the second thing is, what am I going to wait by her car in the valet and try to ask her? I have no options there. So all I can do is just see these beautiful women walk by that look very kind and nice and say to myself, well, that would have been nice, but I can't do that here.
Okay.
You can't ask a girl out of the gym. That's their time.
I love this.
That's egregious.
But also where I can potentially come in to help, which is good.
So what you need to do is you need to join the gym.
Okay.
And then in between their sets at the hip thrust, you need to go, God, see that like trainer over there? He's so cute.
We
should totally talk to him. That's what we're doing. That's
going
to be the next episode.
Describe your perfect partner.
Okay.
And
got it.
Your perfect partner and a quality that you had in your last relationship. Uh-oh. that you do not want in your next relationship.
Oh, okay. This is gonna be fun. You got tissues ready? Okay, here we go. No, I'm just kidding. Perfect partner. This is I've thought about, a lot about this. I actually have a Google Doc.
Oh.
That I won't share with anyone, but it has all my my requirements. But basically, I need someone who's kind first and foremost. I think people underestimate kindness, and I think it takes a specific type of strength to be truly kind. And that says a lot about you if you're how you treat everyone, mm-hmm. not just people that can help you, is a big sign. So I need kindness. I need someone who is funny. I need someone who can understand the nuances of humor and joke with me and like roast me and riff bits back and forth. That's very important to me. It's like a love language to me. It's like foreplay to me. Ooh. I'm not going to be into you if you can't make me laugh or get my jokes. third, I need you to communicate well. I need you to understand your own emotions and have done the work on yourself to effectively communicate those to me because I can only be as good as the information that you give me. Mm-hmm. Third, I need you to take care of yourself physically, mentally, and emotionally. I don't need you to lift weights necessarily, but I need you to have some sort of physical movement practice that you enjoy that excites you. I need you to have done the work on yourself emotionally and figured out what your triggers are and how to do those things. And I need you to also know that your emotions are your own problem and they're not necessarily mine.
But are you going to be supportive? And
I will be 100% be supportive and I will be there to support you. But I just need you to have done the work, essentially is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Just take care of yourself. And then finally, we have to have matched sex drives.
Ooh, spice.
Says like—
Tell us more.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Match sex drives. Do you want them to be wanting to jump your bones every day? Like, what are you thinking?
Oh, no, I mean, let's use our my brain just shut off. not every day. Like, people have to pay bills.
I get what you're saying. Yeah. You want someone, the physical attraction.
Yes,
is important.
We need to be physically attracted to each other. It needs to be playful. It needs to be like something that we want to do. It should never feel like a chore. Or
the
it's
juices
like,
need
or
to be
Or it's
flowing.
Like, oh, it's 2:30 on a Tuesday. It's sex time.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you. Okay, what did you have in your last relationship?
That you don't want.
Be honest.
I'm going to be honest. Okay. I need someone who is organized and can keep a schedule. For instance, this is a great story and I'm sure the listeners will love this. There was a time where you had nothing to do all day. You weren't working. You had no responsibilities and we had an event to go to at night. So you had from the moment you woke up in the morning to 5 at night to gather yourself and get yourself ready for this event. And just real quick, let's just take a listener poll. Were we on time to that event? Absolutely not. Was I pissed? Absolutely. Why was I pissed? Because you had all day. Well, I had a whole day and I worked all day and I came home and I was still ready to go. Now I get what you're going to say. People are going to be like, yeah, but you're a guy. It doesn't take you long to get ready. No, you're right. It doesn't take me long to get ready. But I guarantee you, if I only had to be one place in a day, I would be ready to go at that place. So I need someone like that.
Okay, so you want someone—
Punctuality. Yes.
Okay.
Organization.
Okay, not planning. Scatterbrained.
No, I can't do it.
Because I think in my personal life, I'm scatterbrained. In my professional life, I'm very organized.
You are very organized in your professional life, but in your personal life, you're very scatterbrained, yeah.
Okay. List off some of your red flags really quick in women. I know we're going to get into all of this, but this is very exciting.
Not ever laughing is a big red flag to me. Not being kind to people that, again, can't do much for you. So like if you're at a restaurant or
like a waitress.
Exactly. Okay. Yes. Yeah. People that can't necessarily help you are big red flags to me. And then I don't know. There's so many on my non-negotiables. I don't know if they're necessarily red flags, but the biggest ones to me I look for on a first date is like, what is your humor like? How do you treat other people?
Okay. I love that. Yeah. For sure. Are you ready to, if we find you the perfect match right now in your life, are you ready to get married or are you ready to be a dad? You are approaching 40. So you are quite ancient. Weren't we not supposed to mention your age?
No, you can totally mention my age. Just the way you said that felt offensive. And
you are approaching 40.
I'm approaching. I am 40. I'll be 40 in weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't want to be 50 years old with a newborn. That's for sure. So I'm going to need these ladies to have their stuff together and be fertile and ready to be a mom, you know what I mean?
Oh, not fertile. Okay. Moving right along.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Okay, so I asked you, Kyle, we need a third person perspective. And yes. I'm going to do this every season. Okay. So I said, I need you to pick a friend who can come in and who maybe has watched you attempting to date over the past couple months and be honest and say what they think you're doing wrong, what they think you're doing right, what they would like to see you with. And I know this season is personal and it's me and this is my ex-fiance, but your friend who comes in, who's also my friend, might say like, look, I didn't think you and Jess were a great match. And that is totally fine. This show is to be honest, open. So who are you bringing in for us today?
I'm bringing in a longtime friend, client, and now business partner of mine, Mr. the one and only Joe Schmelzer. I spend more time with him during the week than anyone.
Okay.
Because now, especially because of our business together and coaching, we talk pretty much every day.
Okay.
So and he's seen our relationship. He met me when I was with you. He's known it all, seen it all. I talked to him about all my dates, how they go.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So welcome Kyle's friend, Joe Schmelzer. Joe, come on in. Hey!
There he is. Look at him.
Joe is also my friend.
Well, he was my friend first.
Joe, we take the annual Hawaii trip with, and he's the greatest. So, Joe, please introduce yourself. Tell us what you do and how you know Kyle.
My name's Joe Schmelzer. I'm a photographer and a director. I kind of specialize in interior and architecture and celebrity and been doing that for too long. And I met Kyle... Actually, I don't know, a bunch of years ago, sometime during the pandemic, I think. Mm-hmm. And he became my personal trainer. I needed a trainer. He was training right by my house. Mm-hmm. And somehow we just clicked and became good friends. And then we started traveling and doing stuff and hanging out. And now we started a new business together. So like... We train, we work, we play, we travel, and pretty much he's the only person I ever see.
Basically.
You guys are besties. So, Joe, thank you for coming. I had asked Kyle, we need a third-person perspective, right? Because he has an idea of what he's looking for, and—
Well, we know he has a Google Doc.
He has a Google Doc.
He has a Google Doc for fucking it. Yes. I mean, seriously, it's like my text changes. I made a doc.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just like, I don't even know how to access these Google Docs.
Well,
we love a Google Doc.
There's a lot of—
Organization.
There's a lot of Google Docs.
We're going to have to see this Google Doc eventually. Maybe we'll edit a little photo of it in this video.
Okay.
But we need a third-person perspective because, you know, I know my perspective. And Joe, he said he's been talking to you about his dates. Tell us why you think, so I think we both agree, maybe not, that Kyle maybe thought we were going to end our relationship. And when he started on these dating apps, it would be more organic and you would have less of a difficult time. Is that true?
Oh.
With these women.
I thought I was going to go in there and just be like, this is going to be so easy. I'm going to go on like 3 or 4 days and I'll find this.
Find the love of your
life. Yeah, it'll be easy. Because
okay.
Just because of what I had friends tell me, oh, Kyle, you're on the dating apps. You're going to do so well here because LA is trash. Most men here just like don't know what they want. Or okay. Like, and I was like, oh, well, I know what I want. I'm going to be good.
Right. So, Joe, you've seen this. What do you think
I mean, I knew this from the beginning.
What did you know?
Like, well, I just kind of know because, like, I was in a long relationship years ago, like a 13-year relationship that ended. Okay. And it's from when I was a kid. Like, I was young. And it's like, I don't know how to date. And then I was just like, and this was still, this was like 13 years ago, but apps were starting to come out and all. And I'm just like, it's total bullshit. I mean, it's just like, especially in LA, it's like, it's so difficult. Mm-hmm. It's like LA in general, you know how hard it is to meet people. It's like, and everyone's like, oh, you moved here from New York. New York, it's so easy to meet people because you're outside with them all the time. You're forced into them. In LA, you avoid people and you stay in your car.
Yeah. Really? I would think that would be New York. You're right, though. I
no,
mean,
New York, you are outside all the time. You're walking to work. You're walking home from work. You go out to eat every night or to somewhere
you're
because your
subway.
Apartment's the size of a closet, so you never want to be there. In LA, it's like, I feel like you have your core group of people and you stay close to your house and no one wants to drive anyway because it's so far that like...
Right.
So he's saying apps, but then back to the Google Docs thing because
okay,
that was my thought from the beginning.
Let's hear
was
it.
Was the kind of... When he started telling me about this, I'm like, oh, what app are you on? You're doing this. Oh, and then I knew just you fixed his app or whatever. But everything... It reminded me of another friend of mine who went through this a bunch of years ago and he had a fucking flow chart.
Oh, no.
You know, and it's like on his wall, but it's the same thing. You know, it is the same thing.
Do you not think that's a good move because then you're too picky? Then you're looking for like this specific person who's never going to hit all those qualities? Because some people would say it's manifesting. Like I'm manifesting my perfect partner with this Google Doc.
I know, but don't you think that like... Most of the time, the successful, it just happens at some time. And I know it's really hard and you want it to happen. I think that's the thing is like, you're in this situation, you're like, okay, I've been broken up for months. I want to be with somebody. And so you want it to happen so much that you work so hard to try to make it happen that you may either miss what's in front of you or you're making it too much like a job. Are you taking the fun out of it? Because haven't hit this point, and it's like, well, maybe this is just a date. Maybe this is just, oh, I had a good time today. And I know we're looking for something, but it doesn't mean that, am I supposed to not have any fun along the way? Because that sounds horrible to me.
That's a great point. Like dating should be fun. And that, you know, when we met, were you looking, you were single. Were you looking for someone actively?
No, you just walked into my life. I was just minding my own business.
Quite literally.
Exactly. It's when you least expect it, when you're like almost, you may even be down about it, like, oh my God, I can't meet anybody. And then suddenly something random happens. And normally that's like the ones that click to me.
Right.
Yeah.
So the dating apps you're basically saying are difficult. Granted, I'm confident that I can... not only find some options for you via the dating apps, I'll probably do it in person. There's going to be a lot of different ways I do it for this season, which I'm excited about. But do you think, Joe, the way he's been going about dating right now, is there something that you think he should be doing differently? Is he just...
it's not just the apps. It's just like, okay, he'd be like, I'm like, what's going on? Like, what's today? And he's like, oh, I have four dates.
four dates in one day.
Yeah. Not in one day.
Well, no, sometimes it's in one day. It's like he blocks off the entire street of Hillhurst. You know?
Yep.
And it's like, how many coffee shops are there? Because I'll start coffee, mm-hmm. Jenny's ice cream.
Yep.
And then, you know, maybe there's some other snack or back to coffee because we're not having a meal because we're not spending money, you know? Like, God, this is like, if we're eliminating
are you cheap on the first date? There's so much we have to get
into. I get that. It's not the cheap thing. It's the, like, I can't imagine, like, scheduling. Like, I'm like, okay, 1 o'clock is Vanessa, you know, we'll have a flat white. Mm-hmm. And then, we're going to it. Then it's like, we have to leave that coffee shop because I have a 2:30.
Yep.
This coffee shop down the street. And then it's like, oh, and it's summer. And it's like, it's going to be late afternoon. Well, I have to have Jenny ice cream because he eats more ice cream. It's like, damn personal trait. He eats more ice cream than any human I've ever met on the planet. He goes to Jenny's ice cream 4 times a day, as well as makes a gallon at home and eats it before dinner. It's like...
Okay, not wrong. So you're really stacking, and it's like a job.
Yeah. It's like a job, and to me, it's like that... I mean, I'm neurotic and crazy to begin with, but I would be stressed to all hell, like, to do that, and I would find nothing fun about that.
Right, okay. So,
well, to be fair...
Let's hear it.
I do it that way to be efficient. You're not wrong.
Sure.
But I know myself enough and I know what I'm looking for that like a coffee date in the first like 10 minutes of talking to you, it's so apparent to me if we're going to go out again or not.
Right.
So it's very low barrier for me. It's like, oh, if I like this person, I'll say, hey, we should do this again. Or like, if I really like them, I'll even set up the second date on the date. Like talk about like, hey, I got this thing come up. We should go do this. But that's why it's so low barrier to me because it's a numbers game.
Right.
For sure.
Okay.
Especially with, because I know I am picky and I know I'm looking for a specific thing and I know that's going to be really hard to do. So to me, I have to meet as many people as possible because the chances of me meeting that person for coffee on a Sunday is very low. I have to meet lots of people for coffee.
Okay. Rotating door. Yeah. In and out, in and out. Yeah. Joe, what do you hope that he finds out of this experience? Do you think there is a chance that I find Kyle the love of his life?
Of course.
Yay! I think there is too.
I think that'd be great.
Oh my God.
And I'm all for this. I mean, it's like, I'm no expert on this either. I'm all for this approach. I kind of like that approach of like maybe taking, okay, you did your thing. You did your flow charts for a couple months. Now let someone else, you know, and see what the difference is.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. This is.
But please let him have some fun.
Tell us what you want from Kyle. Just like name a couple of things. It sounds like number one, you just want him to have fun on these dates.
I mean, yeah. I mean, okay. I understand what you're looking for, but I was like, to make it a fun process. I mean, I know how he likes to do things, and I am very organized and do things like that too. But I also be like, it's on some level, I'm like, I want that not to be, it's like, I want this to be a fun experience. Yeah.
Well, great. Well, that is the goal. Thank you so much, Joe, for coming in. And we will keep you updated on all of it.
I'm sure.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it every day.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
All right. So before we close out, I need to see how much work I have ahead of me. So we're going to see, you know, I know how you were with me, but we were together for 7 years. So
8 years.
Almost 8 years. Until I ruined it.
Until you ruined it.
We are going to see where your current game stands. Because when I first looked at your dating app profile, as I told you all, it was not good. And
it was one photo.
Okay, it wasn't good.
One photo doesn't negate a whole dating app.
It was
the rest of the things I had on there were great. My prompts, what I'm looking for.
No, his prompts, too many emojis. Anyway, so I asked Kyle, screenshot some of your conversations from the dating apps. How do you feel about how your game is right now?
Well, let me just start by saying this. I've been on 8 dates in the past 2 weeks. I mean, if the game was off, would I be reeling these young fish in for a little?
Panicking. But are you going on second dates?
Well, so I've been on a few second dates. But like I said, you know, maybe my game is off. I'm casting a net that's not catching the type of fish I want.
Okay.
I think my game's great.
Okay.
How about this? Why don't you talk about how we got together?
Okay.
I crushed it.
So what we'll do right now, if you're listening, I'll read it to you. If you're watching on YouTube, there will be screenshots up. So before we get into his current game, we're going to take a little trip down memory lane. If you'd like to pull out your phone, Kyle, I know you have these screenshots.
Yes.
The first messages that were sent between me and Kyle to see if he had game then. So these will pop up on your screen if you're watching. The first message was over Facebook. You guys remember, this was in 2016. Was from me, my thirsty ass. Kyle and I had met once, and then he commented on my Facebook wall. And then I DM'd him because I was out and about that night. I said, Kyle, so very disappointed you're not meeting us out, and I'm taking the time to Facebook message you, so that shows how much of a big deal it is. We had a mutual friend. She invited him out. You declined to come out knowing I was out. So Kyle's response was, I mean, I can sit here and pretend that I'm not flattered, but that does nothing for me or you. So I'm going to take that into consideration. If you haven't forgotten, I'm a dad now to a furry little baby girl and she needs daddy time. Where are you guys? So I would rate your game here. Funny. He's like, I'm out and he's not coming. So you're kind of playing hard to get. I would rate your game here like 9 out of 10.
Thank you.
But as people get older, and we already covered you're quite old, as people get older, sometimes their game decreases. So let's now go to some of your current messages that you have sent to people over the past few months. Let's start with, I will say B, because we will cross off the names and the photos. So B. And explain this to me. This is a dating app prompt. I've never been on the dating app, so I don't necessarily know
what you're talking about, and that's fine.
No. So what is a prompt? So you get to a girl's profile, and then what?
So you get to a girl's profile, and they either have photos of themselves, or they have funny little things, like, for instance, like, my best friend's take on why you should date me, and then they'll put something, and what that does is that entices me to either comment on that. I will say, let me tell you what I look for in I will never comment on a picture of you in a bikini or like trying to be sexy, because I don't want to push the message across that that's all I'm looking for. My favorite prompts to do are you either doing a fun activity, an animal that you have, or something like one of those prompts where it's like, why my best friend says you date me. I'll think of something witty and funny to say to that, but I'm never just.
So those are the prompts. So now let's get into it. This person is B, the first one we're looking at.
Okay.
Her prompt was my BFF's take on why you should date me. And she said, you're in for a ride with one of those little like
winky faces. Yeah.
Like spicy faces. Kyle responds to this and he says, why am I equally terrified and intrigued? Is this a quote, have the cops on speed dial situation or three crying laughing emoji faces?
Yeah.
How do you feel about this?
Oh, well, I feel great, because if you just go ahead and just scroll down, like we scroll your eyes down.
Well, we will.
And go ahead and
but
find
how
out
do you feel about
said.
This? Because to me, I go, uh-oh, that's a lot of emojis.
Well,
that's too many.
Yeah, but you're mentally ill.
Kyle.
So you look into things that don't make any sense. It doesn't, that's a funny response to that, obviously.
Okay. So she says, ooh, he responds that and she says, want to find out? With one of those spicy.
He's in.
He is in. And then he ruins it by saying, yes, but I must warn you. Oh, Kyle, this is not good. Yes, but I must warn you, .. I'm a black belt in karate, emoji. I'm really strong, strength emoji. And I can run really fast, running emoji. So no funny business, ! Crying laughing emoji.
So the reason this isn't going to work, I'm going to tell you this right now.
What is it going to work?
You're putting a voice on my responses. The best way would be for me to respond to it how it was in my head.
Reread that. Go ahead.
Okay, it goes like this.
She goes, want to find out?
I said, yes, but I must warn you. I'm a black belt in karate. I'm really strong and I can run really fast. So no funny business. Not no funny business. Do you think I'm like in the kitchen?
But you have to think of how the person is going to read it. That's how I would have read it. No funny business.
Again.
Kyle. Okay, so I'm going to rate that needs work. I think too many emojis. I think we're a little too just like quirky, and that's not you.
But was I in there?
I mean, you got in.
Boom.
Okay, next one. And I'll have you read your message.
Thank you.
Okay. Kyle responds to a photo. This is M. And the photo is of this girl rock climbing. And he says, just read it. I can't.
get down from there right now.
Okay, this is how I read it. This is how I read it.
Okay, go ahead.
Get down from there right now.
See, that's what I'm saying.
And then he puts an emoji, as you'll see. He went,
yeah.
And she put, ha, 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 ha. And then, I mean, yeah, she laughed.
And then I said, hey, Em, what other life-threatening hobbies are you into? Snake venom tester, shark cage welder.
Crying laughing emoji.
I mean.
I read it as, hey, Em, what other life-threatening hobbies are you into? Snake venom tester, shark cage water. Shark cage
I gotta say, the person that lives inside of your head, I want to strangle them. It's so annoying. That's how you think everyone sounds?
I don't know how Em responded, but we're going to move on to...
She didn't.
She didn't respond.
Well, some people...
We just got to find a good middle ground because these are like good responses, but they're not... They don't feel like you when I read them. And that's that.
She doesn't know me.
And that's the tea. Okay, so we're going to go on to... Oh, okay. We're going to go on to E. The E girl.
Okay.
I'll fall for you if you love to cuddle, which is cute, E. And then Kyle responds.
Let me pull this up here. I have a feeling this isn't going to go well. My body is ergonomically designed for cuddling.
This isn't bad because you didn't use an emoji. Ergonomically, though, what are you trying to do with that word?
I'm trying, well.
What are you trying to do?
This is a great question. If you don't understand what the word ergonomic is, that lets me know that you're dumb and I don't want to be with you.
Okay. Because I would see this and go, he's trying too hard with the word.
See, maybe this show should be about you.
We're moving on.
What's going on? Why are you so guarded, huh? Why are you trying to push everyone out?
It switches. I start crying.
Yeah.
Okay, we're moving on to A.
Okay.
Her prompt, one thing I'll never do again, skydiving. Kyle responds, which honestly, I'm a little triggered, and I'll tell you why. Okay. You read how you respond.
I agree. You only get to cheat death a few times in your life. God knows I have like one or two left in me.
And then a crying laughing emoji. And one of the worst emoji, the worst emoji you could possibly use, in my opinion, as a man, is the like red cheeks, like smiling. Why?
Let's go ahead and dig into that. What is it about showing emotion as a man that's not good,
that's
Jessica?
So triggering. Let's go to why. This is false, and I feel you're lying. Because one thing I'll never do again, skydiving. I took you skydiving when we were dating.
Yeah, and that should have been my first sign that, oh, this woman's trying to kill me. She's not good for me because you bought me a gift to jump out of a plane.
If you stop using so much emotion, you know what? I can't tell you what to do. I feel that maybe, and when your dates are in here, we'll get their opinion. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should chill on the emojis.
No.
Why do you love them so much?
Because, if you want to go scientifically, I am a male and we are very visual and it is a nice visual touch for us and it gets the point across. There's some things that emojis can say without you saying. Mm. For instance, how about this? Here's a good example. Tell me you're going to go take a shower.
It's getting weird.
Just go tell me you're going to go take a shower.
I'm going to go take a shower.
Okay, have fun in there. Or have fun in there, winky face. Okay. It's completely different.
That's so true. That's so true. And I agree. And I love emojis. I think we're overusing them and I think we're using the wrong ones. So we'll dig into that. Okay. Moving on. S, and this is the last one. So S put, excuse me?
Huh?
Say it with your chest, Kyle. S put, together we could, and she put, yes, chef. Thank you, chef. Now here, let's see for a second. I have seen The Bear. Mm-hmm. And that is clearly from The Bear, the TV show.
Yeah.
So she put, together we could, yes, chef, thank you, chef. In my mind, I think two things. Number one, she likes to cook and mm-hmm. she's like, together we can cook, but she's also putting a spin on that prompt. Like she thinks it's sexy, like, yes, chef. Like maybe there's a little role playing in the bedroom.
Like a praise kink or something?
Yeah. Oh.
What?
Is he bringing in his new?
No, we'll talk about that later.
Anyway, what is your response?
My response was, well, lucky for you, I love to cook, look great in a chef's jacket, and I'll even do the dishes.
Okay.
Hey, first off, before you say one word, what woman doesn't want a man who can cook and enjoys cleaning up. So all she has to do is experience mouth pleasure. That's right. I said mouth
pleasure.
That's
right. Because
that's what food is.
Hey. Now we're getting somewhere. Okay.
You didn't answer my question.
I agree. No, I agree. Here's the thing. Once again, he used two emojis, winky face and the god-awful this. This is what it is.
No, it's not. There's no shoulders. It's this. It's a smile.
That's not good, though. Okay.
Oh, so I'm supposed to be not happy?
Here's the thing, and this is my last. You've seen the bear. We watched the bear together. Sure. Why wouldn't you say something back that maybe shows you like, oh, not only do I know where that comes from.
I got to be honest with you.
What? Did you
This
forget?
Was after a long day of sending prompts and I was exhausted. I didn't really want to put a lot of effort into that one. I was just like, oh, goodness.
Did S respond to this?
Not yet.
Oh my God. Does this three, what does the three next to the rose mean? What is the three next to the rose? Kyle?
What do you mean?
Did you buy roses? And
I
spend
bought
money
some roses.
And throw three
no,
roses
no, no, no,
at
no.
her?
That's how many roses I have left.
Oh.
A rose allows you, so since you're new to this, a rose, there's certain echelon of daters that you can't access without giving them a rose.
Okay.
You get one rose every Sunday. You get a new one every Sunday, so you only get one. Or you can buy a pack so you can access these upper echelon dates. So if you send them a rose, that means that not only are you able to message that person,
mm-hmm.
but that rose puts your like up to the top. You can also rose people that aren't maybe worthy of the rose.
Okay. Oh, worthy. Okay. Well, I like the rose idea because it shows you're willing to spend a little money, but you chaotically throwing these roses at these women.
I didn't chaotically throw it.
Makes me nervous.
She didn't even get a rose.
For your game.
She didn't even get a rose. Okay. She didn't even get a rose. You have to be like.
Top
tier. You have to be like, I want to meet you tomorrow.
Okay.
Like you've got to be like, wow, you hit all my things. Here's a rose. I really hope you see it. It's like a Hail Mary.
Okay. Okay.
It's desperate.
Okay. So look, I'm going to say real talk. I think you have great game. I think you have great banter. You're funny.
Thank you.
And I think women love that. So I don't think we're going to have to work on that too much this season. I think what I'm going to focus on is a woman that can give it back to you.
Oh, I need it.
Yeah. Give it back and forth.
Like I want you to stump me. I want you to roast me so hard that I go, oh.
Understands the word ergonomically.
Yeah, I mean, I'm putting that on the Google Doc. That is a requirement.
Okay. I'm very excited for these women we're going to bring in. I think there are amazing options, and I think your wife might be in this bunch of women.
I love that. Now, what's the budget for the show? How does, like, maybe paying for, like, the wedding look like?
I literally will be your, actually, let's say it on here. If I find you a wife, can I be the, what's it, pastor? Is that what it's called? No. Oh, no. Okay. I can't. Let's.
Your ass is going to work in the catering tent if you find me.
Well, okay. The goal here is to find Kyle a wife and then be able to attend your wedding.
Oh, that's kind of up to my wife though. Yeah.
That's true.
Ooh, okay. maybe you could do the whole thing of like, speak now or forever hold your peace. And you stand up and you go, wait, I made a mistake.
Okay. So you.
Nope. All right. Well.
You don't know. Kyle doesn't know any of these women that I've found. For episode 2, we'll have a dating expert come in. We'll have them comment on your emoji use and maybe give you some tips in conversations with these potential loves of your life. How do you feel about that? You don't need help.
I feel like that's fine. I put it this way. I would love to hear what they have to say. I'm always open to a different opinion, but I feel confident in my abilities. To procure a wife. If you remember, we were going to get married. So I feel like I did a pretty good job, right? Right? Well, oops, it did fall apart. And I don't know whose fault that was. But, you know.
Okay. So we both start crying. Thank you for being, in all seriousness, for being open to this. I think this is going to be really great. You're the best and very excited for next episode.
Thank you. Yes, thank you for having me. And I'm really excited to meet these potential, my potential wife.
You're welcome.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.